The restaurant industry is among the sectors of the economy hit hardest by the pandemic. Restaurants have been ordered to close, and even when they are allowed to reopen, it could be a while before people feel comfortable crowding into a space for a meal. New York City chef and restaurateur Tom Colicchio of the Bravo series Top Chef closed all of his restaurants and has had to lay off more than 450 people. He warned that with no assistance, 75% of restaurants in America would never reopen. I started our conversation asking him why.
If I were open today, the money I'm receiving today goes to pay bills that I incurred, 30 to 45 days ago. And so knowing that restaurants don't have a reserve and a decent idea of the length that we would be closed, and the effects that it would have on the economy, I just think it's going to be a struggle for restaurants to get open.
And you say that the CARES Act, the economic relief package passed by Congress, does not go far enough for restaurants. What do you think that it should include, or what do you think the next package should include for restaurants?
Sure. I think there needs to be a fix to the CARE package and to the PPP program. First is it provides payroll for up to 2 months. And it provides additional money, 25% of whatever you receive can go to rent and utilities. Now, that works for businesses that are currently open. If you're not open, it doesn't work, because what it's going to do is, let's just say I'm approved today. I get my money in 10 days. I have to have the majority of my staff hired by June 30th. I don't think I'll be open by June 30th. And so what happens at that point is money is going through to pay for payroll and to pay for rent, but I'm going to run out of money before I'm open. And, yes, I can pay my employees for 2 months, but they're already on unemployment. And so what we're asking for is the date of origin, which is the date that we have to start hiring people back. The date of origin is pushed back to when we actually open our restaurants. And then I believe we need 4 months of payroll protection. So if I can open my doors, let's just say it's August 1st, then I have 2 months of my payroll being taken care of, 2 months of my rent being taken care of. Then I think I can start catching up to my accounts payable. I could start paying my other bills as well that I'm going to have to pay before I get open. And then hopefully I have some runway to actually get open. The next step, and that would be a restaurant stabilization package, where a bunch of money can come in either as loans and grants that could be used for a mixture of things to keep us open. Because if you think about how many people the independent restaurants actually employ, we're talking about 11 million people. And so if half those restaurants manage to get open and are closed 2 months later, we're talking about another 5.5 million people who are back unemployed again. Because also when I open up in August, I'm not going to be anywhere near capacity. And so if we're operating at half capacity, we're losing money.
So when do you think you'd be able to operate at full capacity?
That's not the question. The question is, when does the public believe that it's safe to go into places that are busy, that are crowded? And that's not going to happen until we get a vaccine.
Let me ask you about something that President Trump said about the restaurant industry last month before the passage of the CARES Act. Listen to this.
What we're doing in terms of loans, what we're doing in terms of salaries, they'll all come back. It may not be the same restaurant, may not be the same ownership, but they'll all be back.
What do you think of that?
I think it, at best it's just, it's just misinformed. Number one, we're not asking for a bailout. We're asking actually to get back open so we can actually employ our people. I just think it's very cavalier of him to say, well, it's going to come back in some form. Getting to some specifics out of the president would be great right now. What are you doing in terms of payroll? What are you doing to support small businesses and restaurants? It's one thing to say, yeah, we're supporting people. I want to know what the plans are. PPP doesn't go far enough. I think if he spent the time to actually look at PPP and what it does and what it doesn't do, he may have a different tone. But I think acting cavalier, like, well, they're going to come back in some form, some shape, whenever, I don't think he quite understands how devastating this has been to small businesses. We're going to see a lot of empty storefronts. And this will go on in every single city. This will go on in every single small town across this country. And so is there an inkling of truth there? Yeah, eventually they'll come back in, 10 years, 15 years? That's just not good enough.
I want to ask you, just to help our listeners understand something, because I think a lot of people, they feel right now like, I want to support my local restaurant. They've stayed open with takeout and delivery. Will that be good enough to get these restaurants through, the ones that can do that anyway? It's not really anywhere near the same, is it, Tom Colicchio?
No. In fact, a lot of chefs that I'm talking to, they started doing takeout or delivery, and they realized that it's just not going to work. I mean, number one, they still have to go through a lot of the delivery businesses, the DoorDashes of the world, and they're charging 30%. That's not sustainable. Also, restaurants aren't really made to do that, and we can adapt and we can change, but that's going to have to happen, I think, for us to supplement our income when we're at full service. I think right now it's not enough. A lot of the chefs that I'm talking to who started that business, they're realizing that they're just losing more money every day. The other thing that I factor into, because I thought about doing it and I decided not to, in my restaurants in New York City, if I have my cooks come in, they have to take public transportation. And I'm listening to the scientists and the doctors, and they're saying people need to stay home. And so for me, I'm not willing to put my staff at risk for the couple thousand dollars in business that I'm going to do. And again, keep in mind that the majority of my staff right now are unemployment. And unemployment in New York is actually fairly attractive. It pays slightly over $1,000 a week. And they pushed it out to extend it for a much longer time that you can actually receive benefits. And so I'm not willing to put my staff at risk for that now. This is why I think it's really important to get more testing, especially antibody tests, because it would really change if I knew 10 of my cooks have had COVID. They can't be affected. They're not going to infect anybody. That would change my calculus in terms of opening and what I would do right now.
Are you worried about restaurant employees, from busboys to line cooks to bartenders, not wanting to come back into the business once this is all over, especially if they have to go through months of unemployment?
No, I think they'll come back. If the jobs are there, and this is why we're focused on this, the Independent Restaurant Coalition, we want to get back open so we can provide those jobs. And absolutely, I think they come back. My employees, not all of them, but most of them, they love what they do. They love serving people. They like, hospitality. I mean, we have a big sign in our office. It's painted in red letters across the whole office. And it says, make people happy. And it's up there because that's what we do. You could say we produce great food and we have a great wine list and bar program, but ultimately that's what we do. Everyone on my team, that's what they're committed to. And there's something about that isn't taught, but you have to have something inside you that is willing to go out there and go the extra distance. And so people, they sign up for that because they love to do it. They love to be with the people who do it. Right now we're hearing from our staff, and what we're hearing is they really miss each other. Restaurants operate like a family. And so I think that plenty of our staff will want to come back. And in fact, we're hearing from them every day how they want to get back in there and they want to do what they do.
I want to ask you one more question. Sure. I have to say, personally, I cannot wait until I can go to a restaurant again, because I think it's such a great and fun and a delicious thing to do. But a lot of Americans have started to cook a lot more than they ever did before. Are you worried that people's eating habits have changed and they may not need or want to go to a restaurant as much as they did before COVID?
No, I think that's great that people are actually cooking for themselves. Number one, they'll appreciate when somebody else cooks for them even more. but also, I think that people, they're understanding now where their food comes from, what it takes to actually produce that food. But again, it's, restaurants aren't only about food, and that's coming from a chef. Restaurants are cultural institutions. They become anchors in your community. It's a place where you go to celebrate, a graduation or an anniversary or a birthday. It's a place where you can go where, the old song, where people know your name, where you feel like you're part of it. And restaurants are also there to help fundraising activities. Every time there's a charitable event going on, they want chefs there to participate because chefs bring people in. They also want chefs to be part of those packages for donations and things like that. And I think those cultural institutions, not only restaurants, but, you think about musicians and you think about artists and you think about museums and things like that, and libraries, and our cultural institutions need to be taken care of, because after this is over, that's exactly where we're going to want to go to feel better again.
That is chef and restaurateur Tom Colicchio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you. Stay safe.
And if you are in the restaurant industry in any way, let us know how things are going. When do you think you might reopen or get back to work? We're at hereandnow.org, or I'm on Twitter @JeremyHobson.